Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian, bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody. Dueling Tangents. Hello? How are you, everyone? How do you feel today? It's Friday. I'm excited about that. Welcome, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That over there is Luke. I'm over here in Waukesha in the friendly Waukesha studios. You're over there in the Solidarity Realty Studios in Waukesha. Thank you so much. And
Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison.
Yes.
We're covering that southern
swath. I'm gonna let you handle this detail part of this this venture, and we'll explain why I'm having a detail problem later in the show.
We'll get into that, but you're also listening to us on two brand new affiliated clusters of stations, Bull Falls Radio in Wausau, Wisconsin. That is 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, and locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids. That is 1320 AM, as well as 97.5 FM. If you want to join the show, share your tangent with us all hour long. Those phone lines are open. Boy, Brian, I can't talk. You can't do the details.
I'm infecting you.
This is going to be an interesting hour of radio.
But well, it always is an interesting hour of radio. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96. I'm jumping in when I can.
Yeah.
The things that I know, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hit my wheelhouse, man.
There you go.
That's
you got to do what you know. And it's been this week has felt like a month or maybe a couple months, but we are at the end of the first week of August, Brian.
Yeah.
And we made
it's already August. My birthday is on Monday, guys.
It is. We have a birthday boy in our midst coming on Monday.
Yeah.
But yes, that will have various differentiations of the happy birthday song, I promise, on Monday.
We'll worry about that Monday then.
We'll worry about that then. Later in the show, we're also going to dive into what is the greatest condiment of all time? Because here in Madison, we've got an entire museum dedicated to one condiment. So we're going to have local guy Jason Hafeman joining us coming up in the next segment. So,
is it National Mustard Day already?
Already tomorrow. Yeah.
Wow.
2 days before your birthday. Come on. It should be really easy to remember then, Brian. It's right there.
I'm trying.
Although I think it might be one of those rotating ones where I believe it's just the Saturday, the first Saturday of August. So really, it would never be your birthday then. It would either be the first or first through the seventh. It would never be on your birthday. You never get to celebrate National Mustard Day and your birthday on the same day.
You know what? Screw it. I'm going to have a lot of mustard anyway.
Perfect. There you go. You got to celebrate. They got some interesting events going on there at the National Mustard Museum in Middleton. We're going to be joined by Jason later in this show to discuss that event. But Brian, the biggest local news today, because there's some big headline news when it comes to the national economy. The jobs numbers out today, more than double what was predicted, more than half a million jobs added last month. And so that's pretty big nationally. But here in Wisconsin, let's lead with the local because, Brian.
Get ready.
The RNC
is coming
to our backyard in Milwaukee.
Coming, kids. They're on the way. I mean, we kind of knew this was going to happen by default. And that seems to be this party's way of doing things. Let's just back into whatever we can just kind of... Basically, it's just their philosophy is like, we're like water. We just fall to the lowest possible place and then congregate.
Hey,
there.
Milwaukee's not the lowest possible place, though.
No,
I'm talking about with effort.
Yes. I'm talking about with like the amount of... Like they just have to settle for whatever they get because nobody wants them.
There was a handful of cities that submitted bids to host the 2024 Republican National Convention.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, and it was a while ago, and they whittled it down to a few different selections, and then some of those.
And by that
I think,
time, some of them were like, no.
This week alone, Brian, Nashville, the other finalist for hosting the RNC was just like, never mind, we changed our mind.
Just goes to show you, by the way, they really wanted Nashville because
Yeah, Nashville basically said we don't want you. We're gonna vote, and then they were like, Milwaukee's like, so we're gonna go forward, and then the RNC was like, waiting to hear on Nashville, and they're like, but Nashville said no, and please leave us alone. So now Nashville had to make it official, so that they could back into being strong and you know, someone to follow because they're strong leadership.
Right. So essentially, it feels like Milwaukee was kind of the last city just with its hand raised almost, because they asked the initial question, well, who will let us come to their city for the 2024 RNC? And a handful of cities raised their hand, but and every slowly but surely, everybody else put their hand down, and Milwaukee was kind of just like still standing there with its hand up. Like,
you guys put your hands down.
I didn't notice that.
We'll all volunteer, and then everybody else put their hands down. The one person was like, oh, I was in the front. I didn't see you guys behind me. Oh, man.
Crap. And there's been a numerous amount of debate, Brian, about whether or not the city of Milwaukee should host the RNC.
Yeah, I've seen numbers pushing numbers one way, pushing numbers the other way. It's going to be a positive thing. It's going to be a negative thing. And I've heard that at best it's a neutral thing. I'm unclear.
It's going to be interesting to see, because now we're going to have a front row seat here with Civic Media and the sets of stations that we have. We were excited when the DNC was coming to town in 2020. It was supposed to be with a lot of fanfare.
Excited.
Yeah, there was a lot of fanfare surrounding that. And
it's hard not to feel burned.
Right. The pandemic, that one hurt. With the pandemic changing everything to a virtual event, the city of Milwaukee missed out in 2020 on an event that should have been a pretty big deal for the city. The brand new Pfizer Forum at the time, it's still state of the art, but it was like brand spanking new for 2020. And the city was getting prepared. And I think that is pretty much the driving sentiment in Milwaukee, was that the city got burned in 2020 and it wanted a second chance at the ability to host a national convention for one of the two major political parties. And there are a lot of people that point out the Republican Party here in the state of Wisconsin doesn't like Milwaukee. Milwaukee's constantly the boogeyman.
No.
They criticize it so much, Brian, but then when, you know, a mayoral election comes up, they don't run a candidate. When the Milwaukee County Sheriff has a race this fall on the ballot, Republicans don't run a candidate, because Republicans care about addressing the problem so much in Milwaukee that they're completely absent. They have no solutions to address the problems
I mean, if your entire existence is based on, you know, complaining about the other side, why would you ever want any of those problems to be solved by anyone at all? Because then you have to change your subject or change your line.
Yeah. And so it's hard to believe that any of the criticism or terrible things that Republicans say about the city of Milwaukee is at all in good faith to try to improve
this station every day.
Yeah, because Brian, again, Wisconsin has a lead pipe problem, and we need to get the lead out of our water lines. And the leadership, Republican leadership in the Wisconsin legislature, refused to pass legislation to address lead pipes in the state of Wisconsin because too much money would have went to Milwaukee. Because that is where a ton of lead service lines are. So because it was disproportionately beneficial for the city of Milwaukee to get lead out of the lead pipes, Republicans said, no, we're not going to fund that initiative.
That's like someone coming over here and looking at a bunch of blueprints and going, why are all these blue lines here? Like, really? Like, can we replace these with like more darker, more defined lines in the blueprint lines here? Because I really am getting confused here with all these lines. Like, it really, like, of course they're going to have more, because there's more freaking people. And also, that's a lot. It's an older establishment. Yeah. They have more buildings that are more older. But again,
and that's just one That's just one indication of how Republicans have treated Milwaukee with disdain. There is a huge problem with the funding mechanisms as well. For the city of Milwaukee sends a whole lot more money to the state government than it receives in return as well. And if that's not addressed, Milwaukee can continue to have these giant events like the RNC, the DNC, the Milwaukee Bucks going on a championship run, and the city will not reap the benefits of having those large events and drawing crowds to the city if the funding mechanisms aren't addressed between the state and the county and the city funding. Because it's coming up that the county is going to have a crisis as well, and the Republicans don't seem to care one bit about that, but they're more than welcome to throw a party in 2024 there. And so get ready, folks, because this is going to be fascinating to me, because we don't know if the former guy is going to run. We don't know who's going to be trying to have the dueling primaries that are going on right now.
The former guy is going to be in town today. So if you see something darkening your doorstep in the area of the Waukesha area, you're gonna hear some Donald Trump showing up. He's doing it at an airport. That way he doesn't have to move too hard, too much, or try.
Oh, I thought it was
going to
be at the county fairgrounds in Waukesha. It's at the airport.
I think it's at the airport. I don't know.
Okay. There will be live coverage of it here in.
I figure the less issue with security, the better, because you know if he just has to walk out from the plane and back, that's great. That's less people he's going to have to stiff later, because the dude never pays his bills. But anyway,
never pays his bills.
I was seeing some of the footage because Crudy went down there earlier. Crudy's in town right now. They're going to be broadcasting live from the rally in Waukesha. God help them. So Dom and Crude are going to be live at the rally today. You're going to get a first taste of just how enthusiastic the people are for. Think about it this way: this is just from a broad swath of like people he interviewed and like just getting the sounds of the crowd. One, of course, the music is blasting. It's the same five songs over and over again. But two, You know how when you leave like a pan boiling like on low, and eventually you come back and you realize, oh my god, if you got a sauce in there, it's like really small and sticky and like kind of crusty, and that's all that's left over.
Yeah,
that's kind of what the crowd I think is going to be like today. One, it's going to be hot and sweaty, but two, I think that the only people left are the absolute purest of the pure crystal meth, freaking. Trump
just the really, really reduced down sauce. That's what Brian's
expecting. I think you're going to see and hear a really interesting event tonight.
Interesting is one way to put it, Brian. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're going to talk mustard when we get back and a number of other Wisconsin and national and maybe even international headlines. 844-967-2789. Taking your calls all hour as well. This is Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. And we are joined by Jason Hafeman, local guy here in Madison, joining us new to the Devil Radio team. And Jason, we've got a pretty big holiday coming up tomorrow, and wanted to have you on to discuss the events that are going on with a client of the station's that's promoting their event tomorrow. So tell us a little bit about Internet. Is it Internet? No, it's just National Mustard Day.
Really, National Mustard Day, Luke. But really, it's people from all over the world come to this thing. It's wild, and it's right here in Middleton. It's fantastic. All about mustard. Who knew?
Yeah, the Mustard Museum, right?
Yes, and I'll tell you, like Barry Levinson he just had a passion for this one particular condiment, and he has followed that passion to create a mustard museum. Started in Mount Horeb, now in Middleton. Over 6,500 mustards from around the world at that museum, things you can buy mustard-related, mustard paraphernalia. You know, it's crazy. It's just right here in town, and a big day, National Mustard Day tomorrow.
I've had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Levinson, and if you could create somebody who would be the perfect person to be the guy who does the Mustard Museum,
the Mustard Man,
it would be this man. He's perfect. The voice is perfect. The attitude is perfect. And honestly, could not. It's impressive. The things I've seen and the things I've read about this, it's impressive in and of itself. So this event tomorrow, what's going on with it?
Well, so it's 10 to 4, okay? They take over streets in Middleton, right? It's like, it's not just right in the Mustard Museum. It's all around Middleton. There's vendors, there's food, there's live music, there's mustard games for kids. And then there
oh,
is...
Oh, my eyes, I can't see.
Yeah, and I'm not going to wear this shirt because I don't want to squirt some mustard on it tomorrow, but there's also going to be... Oh, yeah, there's also going to be mustard ice cream this year from the chocolate shop.
What?
Yeah, I'm trying it. I'm going to try it.
Is
it.
No, I'm talking honey mustard type of feel there. That I could see that working out really nice.
Barry described it. He was on my show a couple weeks ago. He described it. They used like a raspberry kind of flavored mustard to create the ice cream off of that. So I'm intrigued. And I'm definitely going to try it.
See, I would think that you'd almost go the other route and you'd go chocolatey with pretzel and go savory that way rather than the berry in the ice cream. But maybe if you didn't tell me there was mustard in it, I'd try it. But I don't know if I could try it knowing that there's mustard in the
all
ice cream.
Right. Honey mustard ice cream with pretzel chunks inside, like Dots pretzels. Get Dots to get Dots to sponsor. This is what I'm talking about here. This is the type of magic you can have at the mustard. Because, my goodness, I'm from Chicago, at least I choose to be. And they come down really hard on their condiments out there. Mm. And most of it is in favor of mustard because they didn't no ketchup on the hot dog, man. People say that to me. I'm like, I'm eating one with the garden run through the garden and meeting one with while I'm waiting for that one, I'm eating the one with just ketchup because it's faster. I mean, it doesn't matter, just eat your damn hot dog. My point is that I think it's great that that mustard is being celebrated and not used as like a dividing tool.
Well, and Barry is kind of taking the approach of those Chicagoans with the theme of this year's National Mustard Day because Barry's calling it the goat of all condiments, greatest of all time. And so it's pretty wild. I'm going to be curious to know, Jason, do you know, are they selecting one of the 6,500 kinds of mustard as the, like, overall greatest, like the greatest of the greatest, or is it just going to be... celebrating all types of mustard at tomorrow's National Mustard Day.
So celebrating all types of mustard tomorrow. So it's really, tomorrow's a celebration of mustard, National Mustard Day in Middleton, August 6th, 10 to 4 p.m. You should head out and check it out to support the Mustard Museum. It's a nonprofit too. And so it's really good to get out there and support. You can support the shop. You can do all kinds of things and be involved. To answer your question, Luke, so they do have a mustard, they also host a mustard competition in May. So that's when the competition comes, and they get mustards from all around the world. They have tasters, Barry's involved, of course, and all kinds of people who basically judge the mustards that are submitted, and they do that in May, and then the celebration here is in August, first Saturday of August.
Gotcha. That would be an incredible selection process, I think, to figure out who the judges are for the international competition hosted by the National Mustard Museum.
Brian, I heard there might be a spot opening up. For next year. I mean, if you're interested.
Because
his eyes just lit up.
No, not like, what you have to do is you got to, what's, all right, guys, what's your mustard vehicle of choice? I'm talking like, do you want like, are you more of like a, like I need it on a brat, I need it on a burger. What's your, like, if you're going to taste mustard, you need pretzels, you need a soft pretzel. Like, how does this, like, what's your best vehicle for mustard?
See, I'm new to mustard. I despised it. Like, that was like one of the things growing up that I was like, eh, I don't want that. But now, like, on a nice soft pretzel, occasionally on a burger or a brat, like, I'll eat it now. And so this is an excellent. What do you guys use? Because I need to know for sampling mustards in my new venue of this food and condiment.
I go brats for mustard. I mean, that's my vehicle. Again, you know, I mean, I like a good balance. I probably might not put as much mustard on it as the true mustard lover, but a brat for me is where I like to just live in that area.
What about you, Brian? What do you use?
All of it.
All of it.
Honestly, like, the
Brian's just, like, there are no wrong answers.
There are no wrong answers. It's the best. Like, if you're gonna do a croque monsieur, croque madame, you like to go and put like a little Dijon inside. That's fantastic because it's nice and creamy and smooth and just works with the ham or the turkey, depending on what you like. And then you get yourself a, I don't know, I cooked it myself a nice big chuck roast and like slow cooked it and stuff like that for like basically a full day in a crock pot and then broke it apart and dragged it through my spicy mustard. That was pretty awesome. I guess while you were saying like other condiments can't really compare, it is the greatest of all time because again, what are the varieties of ketchup? Like purple, fancy, grade A?
Come on,
like, that's
should,
it.
You should be on board with the fancy ketchup. Fancy,
I mean,
Brian.
It's widely more, I would say it's widely more used, but I think it's, I mean, nothing's been more explored and more enjoyed than mustard, I'd say. Anyway, thank you, Jason. This is awesome. Go check out, tell everybody where it is again and tell everybody what to do.
Yeah, National Mustard Day tomorrow, August 6th, 10 to 4 p.m. You just head over to Middleton, the Mustard Museum. Check it out at National Mustard or mustardmuseum.org, excuse me, mustardmuseum.org. If you look up Barry Levinson, you find all this great stuff.
Yeah, and he was even in a question on Jeopardy recently, so making it big time there. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Really appreciate Jason Hafeman stopping by to discuss National Mustard Day taking place tomorrow in Middleton, Hubbard Avenue. Be there. We'll be right back.
What is Luke and Brian? Welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangent with Luke and Brian. Coming to you all across the state now on Bull Falls Radio. Locally grown radio. As well as WTTN 1580. It's double radio.
We got to get cheat sheets for all of
these. I need cheat sheets for myself.
We need cheat sheets.
But literally, that's so far down my punch list of things I have to get done. It's on my punch list, folks. I know I need to do it. I know that it's better if I just put it right in front of me.
Well, the fun thing is, Brian, right now in the Devil Radio app, if you go to the Devil Radio app and you look, all four of those streams are right there on the Devil Radio app for you to choose from.
You can hear us on any one of those streams. Check your local area to hear your local programming. Or if you want to check out some programming in a different part of the state, as we have different morning hosts. And actually, we have four different morning hosts now in all four different markets. That's pretty darn awesome. Offering you local radio in each market.
Except one.
Well, Madison's already up in that area anyway. But they've been used to Stephanie Miller for a while.
Right. I was going to say, Stephanie Miller is a local favorite, but not necessarily a
considering
local
literally every other local radio show comes out of Madison for the most part, I'm pretty sure we're covered on the local. Especially since we had our previous guest, Jason Hafeman from Dane by Local, who has his own show every Saturday.
Yes.
You can check him out.
You can check out all of Jason's shows, 11 to noon on Saturdays. Let's Get Local. Jason does a terrific hour focusing on the buy local movement here in Dane County, but also just buying local wherever you are. And it's a movement that's sweeping the nation, leaving the big box stores behind and supporting local economies and growing together in community, because that's what it's really all about.
I think the sentiment was there when the big box stores started taking over, and I don't think we had we obviously didn't have the social network to go and actually move something forward like this. Everybody just said, yeah, we should buy local, and then everyone's like, yeah, it's a good idea. How do we do that? See you, bye. I'm going to go to Meijer. You know, that type of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, one of the things, we now have like a running spreadsheet for gifting in my family. So like easier when you get to Christmas, birthdays, all of those things, you can just see what people want, because it's better than just not receiving, like getting just a generic present or somebody got you something you already got or you didn't really have any desire for. And so anytime I put anything on my list, it's like, if it's a book, it's buy local. Do not buy on Amazon. If I find out this book was bought for me on Amazon, I'm going to send it back.
Wow.
Like, stuff like that. So there's definitely things that you could do in your life. And listening to Let's Get Local is one of those things, because you can find out more how to support the local economy. But outside of tomorrow,
we're going to do the opposite of going local right now.
We're going to go international. We're going to kind of just completely. There's not really a whole connecting this tangent, except for the fact that it's the exact opposite.
Yeah, honestly, we're going to go international. We're going to talk Brittany Griner.
Yeah, and so it's got some national ties as well, but this is it's a pretty. The verdict came out yesterday in the Brittany Griner case. She was tried in Russia. I don't necessarily know how that legal system out there works.
I'm gonna venture a guess. Not as fair as ours, and ours isn't that fair either.
I was gonna say ours has plenty of room for improvement, and so I'm assuming that's even more the case for.
But I have to say, are they more incarcerated than we are? Do we lead the world in incarceration per capita?
I think we still lead per capita.
All right, so we have total room to talk about this. Good.
Yes, and so the verdict, if you want to call it that, was 9.5 years for Brittany Griner. What they're calling smuggling hash oil, I believe. She was smuggling it.
That is To call it smuggling, that is something must have been lost in translation. Because just to give you an idea, for those of you who are not necessarily into the amount of the weight or the amount of things, that's not at all anything. That's a very small amount. Okay, it wouldn't last you. It wouldn't last a guy like me like a week, if that. So,
she forgot it in her bag when she was leaving for an international trip.
That's the story that she thought that they would release her on. Or that's the story they told her to tell so that she would confess that she would, so
that she had
get released. Because it seems more plausible than, you know, somebody planted in there. Because you sound really crazy when you say somebody planted in there. I'm not dumb enough to fly internationally with a bunch of hash oil in my bag. You know what I mean? Like, I guess my point is that, one, that's their. It reminded me of the caning incident. You ever hear? Remember, you were. I was.
I was
in junior high. I think there was a kid in Singapore, like a rich kid in Singapore or whatever, and he littered, and then they brought him in and they caned him. Like at the time, I guess the
well, there was the auto.
The punishment was taping. It was caning. Like, they got caned.
Otto, I forget the last name.
Warmbier?
Like, yeah, Warmbier.
That's was North Korea.
North Korea, too, recently. That was within the last couple of years. That happened in North Korea that he...
That was a little different. He was treated like a spy.
He stole, like, a street sign, though. Like, it was, like, the littlest
thing. No, I know. I got
thing,
you.
And, yeah. And so, not only is the...
But yeah, but Trump went over, up and down, back and forth to go and pretend like he cared about that.
No, nobody's legitimized Kim Jong-un more than Donald Trump, meeting him in the demilitarized zone in between North Korea and South Korea. So, I mean, whatever you want to say, the stance that he took on international things, that was legitimizing a dictator to the fullest extent in North Korea. But outside of those politics, national politics alone, we've got this verdict, and some people, Brian, are celebrating it.
This is what sickens me.
This is the verdict alone is upsetting. The fact that this was not able to be between the governments of Russia and the United States, not be able to be worked out up until this point. I think Russia is fully taking advantage of the fact that they are at war right now. They have invaded a sovereign nation, and they want to be able to use this instance of having a high profile celebrity and professional athlete from the United States in their custody, and they are going as far as they can with it. And so the fact that it hasn't been resolved is pretty upsetting when it comes to diplomatic relations between nations. But what's even more upsetting than that is that we have people here at home that are celebrating the fact that she had this verdict. They're cheering it.
I saw memes going around before this and celebrating this afterwards. Oh, she didn't want to kneel for the anthem. She knelt for the anthem or didn't want to come out for the anthem. So now you care about the U.S. and wanting to come back to it. I'm sorry. If that's your sentiment, go F yourself. I don't even know what to say to you. That's the worst possible. Like, I can't even. You're cheering on an authoritarian regime overstepping their bounds. You're cheering on an authoritarian regime issuing an unjust verdict for the sake of political expedience.
Political expedience. Because it's
to have a chip in your back pocket and trade later on for
jab. That's all it is. It's a immediate jab on social media or in passing conversation that they're just going to throw out there. Like, I'm sorry, if you believe if you can disagree with somebody's ability to protest all you want in this country,
how it enters into whether somebody is treated like an international criminal or not. Is completely beside the point.
Right, because if you believe that the outcome that you deserve for protesting and by doing that protest, displaying that protest by taking a knee during a professional athlete's platform, that is what they do. They get paid so much money because we tune in and watch the games.
Actually, the whole reason why she was over there, must be pointed out, The whole reason why she's over there is that she doesn't get paid enough as a professional athlete in the United States.
Right.
So she goes over there to go and make more money.
And she's like an all-star for the WNBA. Like
she's really good.
She's very good at what she does, and she does not get paid enough, so she has to play in the offseason on the international market to be able to make more money. That is why she was in Russia in the first place. But she was using her platform, as many athletes did, to protest injustices that they've seen, to address where they want to see changes in our country. Here domestically. And if you believe that the outcome for that type of any display of that protest is that you are justifiably
serves you right. Who cares? Serves you right.
I don't even know how to put that into words, Brian, how wrong that is.
Because if you have any principles and believe in the principles of this United States, it should sicken you that a United States citizen is being treated that way, both in this country, which is why she didn't want to come out for the national anthem in the first place, and abroad.
Yes.
My point is unjust incarceration is unjust incarceration, whether it happens here, because there are plenty of black women in this country who, like you pointed out off the air, there are plenty of black women in this country who are serving way more time than they absolutely should already. So it's not like we have any leg to stand on as the United States. But my point is that that's unjust, and this is unjust as well. And to go and justify that by going and saying, well, she didn't stand for the anthem, is just, that's perfect. It goes along with the authoritarian regime, because that's what an authoritarian regime does.
Yeah.
You're not kneeling when I tell you to kneel. You're not standing when I tell you to stand. You're not giving the proper allegiance. You get locked up. That's what happens in authoritarian regimes. You know who likes those authoritarian regimes? Weak people. Weak people and people who have no sense of direction and need someone to tell them what to do.
Yeah.
That's those people.
Yeah.
If you're mad at Brittany Griner because she deserved it because she didn't stand for your flag, you're weak.
Not only weak, but just you have a complete perverse idea of what patriotism is. Because patriotism is love for your country and for your countrymen and women.
The same people who say, I'm Christian because I go to church.
And if you don't actually believe that if you see an injustice that and it needs to be improved then, rather than just going along with that injustice, which is what kneeling for the anthem, what that movement was and still is, like that is what the whole point of taking a knee during the national anthem is addressing injustice that we have as a nation. And if you believe that you're more patriotic because you stand, because people tell you to stand, rather than actually addressing the shortcomings and problems that we do have, that's patriotism. Just blindly following is not. And so it's disgusting to see that we have people here in the United States cheering on the verdict for the Brittany Griner case in Russia yesterday. It's disgusting.
I can't believe that people are cheering on Ivan Drago. I can't believe that people are like, hey,
we should have seen it coming though, Brian.
Those kids in Red Dawn are on the wrong side of history. You know? This is where we're at. Like the people who grew up going, you know, let's beat the Russians and everything. The folks that are so excited and shed a tear, get choked up and shed a tear when they hear the Al Michaels call of how they beat the Russians in the silver medal game. Those people are going, yay, Russia, right now. Those same freaking a-holes. These chest-beating patriots who drape themselves in the flag and think that by putting a flag on their back seat and scaring the crap out of their neighbors of a different color, that they're somehow patriotic and everything. Those same people, the people that go and beat their chest and say, I'm proud to be an American, America, America. One of our people got taken, and you're cheering it. Because you don't believe in the same political views that she does.
Yeah, but we should have seen it coming, Brian, because these are the same people that are cheering on Putin, saying that Putin was stronger than Biden. The let's go Brandon crowd. That's who's cheering on it and happy of this verdict that we got out of Russia yesterday. I don't know how this problem gets resolved. I have a feeling there's been discussion that there's a prisoner swap coming potentially.
I honestly hope that that's because I think that's probably the best outcome, because if we forget about her, we're never going to see her again.
Yeah, I can't imagine the serving a 9.5-year sentence in Russia. I can't believe that would be an acceptable outcome for our officials. So We're hoping that Brittany Griner gets home soon. But if you're cheering on the verdict and saying, well, she's not my kind of patriot, then you're not a patriot at all. Because I'm sorry, if you are celebrating this, you're not in my mind. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got one more segment left this week. 844-967-2789. You can call in, share your tangent. We're going to talk a little about some other things closer to home rather than international criminal swaps, exchanges, whatever we're
thinking. And the weak little boys who love them.
Yes. This is Dueling Tangents. You're listening on Devil Radio, The Shaw, Bull Falls Radio, and Locally Grown Radio. We'll be back real soon.
The Force can have a strong influence on the weak-minded.
Welcome back. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. You're listening to us broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM in Madison, the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha, Bull Falls Radio 98.9 FM, 1230 AM in Wausau, Wisconsin, as well as Locally Grown Radio in Wisconsin Rapids, that's 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Boy, I need a drink of water after going through all those signals.
And now the show is over.
That's all, folks.
That's all, folks. We just do station IDs here. That's all we got now.
Once everybody gets to know what these station IDs are, you'll just be able to listen to Civic Media, and we'll just be able to...
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
It's true.
Exactly.
It is true. Yeah. I have something to say, but let's go to Mark real quick. Mark from the SAC. How you doing, buddy? Good to see you in person the other day.
Your program and the sentiment I've been hearing now, but forcing somebody to take it to show their patriotism by taking the Pledge of Allegiance is anathema to the whole concept of liberty. That and they just don't seem to understand. I mean, when I was a kid, there was a girl in my class that was a Jehovah's Witness, so she was excused from the classroom when we said the Pledge of Allegiance.
Did anyone yell at her and call her not patriotic and a horrible person?
No, of course not. And the whole thing is it should not take your belonging to a organized, an organized religious sect to actually express your opinion in that way. That some people can say that personally they feel that forcing the Pledge of Allegiance is an act of idolatry.
By the way. The idea of a Pledge of Allegiance hasn't been like that happened in what, the 1900s, if then? Like
1950s, I think.
1950s?
Yeah,
this isn't like the Pledge of Allegiance is not like even like hasn't been part of this country for even a majority of its existence.
Yeah, the original Pledge of Allegiance was written by a socialist, in the early 1900s, I think, or very late 1800s.
Which is kind of funny too, but anyway.
My dad actually had objections to them adding, even though my dad was a believer, he objected to them adding "under God" to the Pledge of Allegiance.
Anathema to the entire United States of America, the Constitution, and the founding principles of this entire country. But anyway,
it is just that. And these people that are celebrating Brittany Griner's sentencing over there, it is just. It baffles me. I mean, those guys are just. It just baffles me. They're the opposite of patriotic. I mean, that we should want our citizens home in this country, and you bringing up the irony there that she has to go to a oppressive regime to actually earn more money.
Yeah. They probably make more money because they have a lot of, let's say, fixed gambling situations out there. But anyway. Yeah, Mark, appreciate your call, man. It was also great to see you in person the other day. And I don't get it. You've taken so many right turns that you're now at the point where you're like, "Yay, Russia!" That's what happened. They took so many right turns, and kept thinking that they'll end up back to square one, and they end up just going straight to Russia. All right, so There's no way to easy transition this. I got a couple things to say here. I was absent from the show yesterday. But first, before I get into why, I want to tell you how much I really appreciate the staff of Civic Media from top to bottom. Everybody here, everybody that works for this company, does 15 jobs. Everybody here, every time I've seen them, is working, and always. And if they're not, ask me what can I do. Everybody from top to bottom. I'm talking the money behind it. The guy who doesn't have to do a damn thing, who can make us all just, you know, pay us to do whatever it is. That guy works just as hard as everybody else. Crudy works just as hard as everybody else. Dom maybe not so much, but everybody else besides Dom. It's the running gag, guys, that got to do that. My point is that everybody here supports and loves one another and actually gives a crap about the thing we're trying to do here. And it made what happened to me yesterday so much easier and better. And I want to share with you, not necessarily to glorify or to go and say anything about it, but I want to share my experience because I just had one. Yesterday I had an anxiety attack. I couldn't breathe very well, and basically everything stopped. It's like a bad drug hit me all at once. And I shut down. A lot of you know, I've been doing a lot of things around here, and there's a hundred other things outside of here that you don't know about. Obviously, you know, my family life and other stresses that go on in and out of, you know, mm-hmm. life and things like that. And they all just came and got to me. Actually, it was funny. It was a Walgreens text that really just set me over because they were texting me about my stupid prescriptions again. And it just set me over. And I was in the middle of like five different things I couldn't solve. And I just broke it. And I called you, and you were completely, you had your arms ready to catch me. And I thank you so much for that. And everybody gave me a mental health day yesterday. I took it very, very gladly, and I'm still recovering. But I wanted to go and share this on the radio today because there are people out there who are at this brink right now, who are on this situation, and the best thing you can do is stop. And if you are thinking that you need to, just stop. Today I consciously ate lunch and didn't do anything else. Like, I just ate lunch.
Yeah.
And it's stuff that it's my own things. Like, I have my, I'm not, there's nothing anybody else did, or like, it's not Walgreens' fault or anything like that. I'm more just saying these things happen to people, especially, you know, and I'm doing this out of passion. I'm doing this because I want to. I'm not like, nobody's making me overwork myself. I'm literally doing it myself. So please understand, I'm not complaining about anything. I'm more saying that everybody needs to stop and take a little bit of an assessment of themselves and make sure that you got a good support system around you. And luckily, I do. And I want to thank everybody for being a wonderful support system for us, or for me. And that's kind of all I'm saying. I just want to share that I had an anxiety attack, and I'm proud to share that I am I'm strong enough to go and admit that I had that, and I needed help, and I really still do need help, and you guys are really there to help me. And I have a great family. I have a great, my kid was freaking awesome. I'm super grateful is all I can say, is that just thanks.
Yeah, man. And so, it's tough because not only, like you say, this is a passion project as well. It's not just like, yes, we do all get paid to be here, and we're really constructing something that we believe is bigger than us, and it is a platform that we would hope is going to be around for a very long time when we are through setting this up. But in the process of that, of the process of setting it up, it is a lot of hard work, and yeah, and taking those breaths and being able to do that, I mean, I don't even think second nature of it, dude. When you called me, I was like, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I got this. And we're here for you, buddy.
And I joke a lot about how the things, you know, I'm up in the middle of the night doing stuff. And I wouldn't do this. Like, I wouldn't get up in the middle of the night for like Walmart. You know, if I'm working it for like Roundies, okay, great. I'll do the schedule in the morning when I'm there and on the clock. But I told him, give me a salary. I'm ready to go. Let's go. You know, yeah, you got to stop every now and then and make sure that you got to remember that if you don't have your health, you don't have anything.
Yeah, it's an important thing to remember.
Yeah, everybody stop and take a breather. Have a wonderful weekend. It's my birthday weekend. Go and have one for me. How about that?
Have at least a couple for the big guy, because it's his birthday.
And I can drink a lot.
That's true. It's true. And folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. You can find us on Apple and Spotify now. We'll be back on Monday. Talk to you then.
You haven't got your health, you haven't got it.